ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Eilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Yud Gimel. We will now begin Be'ezer Hashem Perek HaKlimetes HaMincha. The Beis of the Mishnah brings that in the case where he was Klimetes HaMincha with the Machshavo Lecho Shireho Il Hakter Kumso Chutz Tozmano, the din is Moedir Rabbi Yisi B'zeh Shehu Pigol. There everyone agrees that this is Machshavas Pigol Achayav Nolav Karis. The machlokes between the Chacham and the Rebbe Yossi is in the case where it was kumis as a mincha l'hakdei l'vaynos l'machar. Over there, Rebbe Yossi says it's possible v'ein by karis, and the Chacham hold that it's pigal on your chayiv karis. The Gemara explains, why does it have to say in the ratio of the Mishnah that Rebbe Yossi is moida? The Gemara says, you would have thought that was Rebbe Yossi argues in the Seifa. In a case where he does the kmitza with the machshava to be makdei the l'vayna l'machar, Rebbe Yossi says it's not pigal, you're not chayiv karis, you would have understood the pshat is because ein mefagel mechatzi mater. And if that was the case, then in the Reisha also he would argue, in the case where he was Kaimitz as a Mincha, to be Makter the Kaimitz the Mocha, that's also Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Mater. Kamashma, that the Pshat and Reisha has nothing to do with Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Mater, rather, as the Gemara explains later, Eim Mater Mefagel as a Mater. The Rashi over here explains, in Dibur Maschel Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Mater, Rashi says, Mchishiv Lavid Le Mocha Avidas Chatzi Mater, who do Polygir Reisha? You would have understood that in the Seifa, in the case where he was Kaimitz, with the machshava to be makter the levina lemachar, Rabbi Yossi holds that it's not pigal because that's considered a machshava bechatzi mater. Rashi explains, what does it mean to say? Not that the avodah that he's doing is a chatzi mater, rather the avodah that he had a machshava to do, that's a chatzi mater. Therefore, if he was mechashiv to be makter the levina lemachar, being makter the levina is only a chatzi mater. The full matter of the mincha is the kaimitz together with the levina, and he was only mechashiv on half of the matter. You would have understood that's the pshat in Rabbi Yossi in the seif of the Mishnah. There is no chiyuv karis mishum pigol, since he was mechashiv on the levina, which is only half of the matter. If that's the case, then in the reisha also, when he was kaimis as a mincha, amnas lahakter kumsa lemachar, also he's only being mechashiv on chatzi matter. He only has a machshava to be makter the kaimis lemachar. He doesn't have any machshava about the levina. If so, Rebbe Yossi would argue in that case as well. Kamashmon, that's not the pshan of the mishnah because ein mefagel mechatzi matter. Rather, the pshan of Rebbe Yossi is because ein matter mefagel as a matter. According to this pshat of Rashi, the half minute to say that Rabbi Yossi would argue on the Reisha is not the case of a Kaimitzis HaMincha Lecho Shireho, because that case is not Mechashev on a Mater Bechlal. The Shireim is a Nitar, not a Mater. Rather, in the second case of the Reisha, Amunas to be Makter the Kaimitz LeMachar, that case he would have thought Rabbi Yossi would argue, since he's only been Mechashev on the Chatzi Mater. According to Rashi, the Sig over here is Mevura, a new concept. In a number of Gemaras, we find the Lashon of Mefagel Mechatzi Mater or Ein Mefagel Mechatzi Mater. But in all those places, it's not referring to that which he was mechashiv to do, rather the avodah that he was mechashiv during. If he's mechashiv during an avodah which is a chatzi matter, that's where there's a need in whether it's enough to be mefagel the carbon. Over here in Eretz Yisrael, according to Rashi, there's a new concept of a mefagel mechatzi matter, and he had a machshava to do an avodah which is a matter, but it's only a chatzi matter, it's not a full matter, perhaps it also would not be machshava spiegel. Kamashman, what the Gemara says, Kamashmalon, that's not the pshan Rebbe in the Mishnah. According to Rashi, it could be that Nichla on this Kamash Malon is not simply that there's a different Pshat in Rabbi Yossi, what he argues on the Seifa, and that Nichla on this Kamash Malon could also be that there is no such concept of a Mefagel Mechatzi Mater when you're Mechashev on a Mater. The whole Nidin of Mefagel Mechatzi Mater is in a case where you're Mechashev during a Chatzi Mater, but being Mechashev on a Chatzi Mater, everyone agreed that that's always enough to be Mefagel. And the truth is, Rashi over here really needs a Hesber, because the Chur is difficult to understand why would there be such a concept of Ein Mefagel Mechatzi Mater when he's Mechashiv on a Chatzi Mater. Because once we find the concept of Pigel, it doesn't have to be Yom Mechashiv Bechlal on a Mater. If the Machshavas Pigel was to eat the Shirayim Chutz Tzmanay, or to eat the Basar of a Zevah Chutz Tzmanay, that's Machshavas Pigel, even though he's not Mechashiv Bechlal on a Mater. And Kaputay also, when he's Mechashiv to be Makter Imurim of a Carbon, it's also not a Mechashiv on a Mater. We'll see more about this soon, but Akopanim, the Pashtus is, Haktaras Imurim of a Carbon is not part of the Mater. So once we find that you don't have to be mechashiv at all on a matter, what you have to be mechashiv on either is an achilas odom, like shirayim or basar, or achilas mezbeach, like aktaras simurim. In the parasha of Pigel, the Torah says if you're mechashiv on one of those achilas, then that's machshavas Pigel. If so, even when you're mechashiv on aktaras kaimitz, which does happen to be a matter, but that which makes it into a machshavas Pigel is not its characteristic of being a matter, rather because this is also a form of achilas mezbeach. The aktara of the kaimitz is an avoida which is matter de shirayim, but also at the same time it's an achilas mezbeach. What makes it into machshavas pigol pashtus is the achilas mezbeach shaboy. If so, what would it make a difference if it's only chatzi matter? Either way, it's not any less of an achilas mizbeach. So we'll present over here two mahalchim and achreinim to explain this havamina of the Gemara. The first mahalch, which the Keren Ora learns, as well as in the Sefer Eila Shleima, they explain the havamina over here to say that since he's only machashev on the Haktoras Kemetz and not the Haktoras Levina, or the opposite in the case where he's machashev on the Haktoras Levina without the Haktoras Kemetz, there's a tzad to say there will not be machshev espigol. They explain this will be a derech l'shit of Rebbe Lozar, which we saw in Dafid Beis on Mabez. The Gemara is mavur that the shita of Rebbe Lozar who holds leinin halo aschutz, if one is mal b'chutz a kaimetz levino k'tayres minchas kain mashiach, all of these muktarim whose din is that if you would be mal b'fnim, you have to be mal the whole thing in order for it to be kosher, and the din is that if you're mal b'chutz, you only chay mishum halo aschutz if you're mal the whole thing. If you're only mal a kazayis of it, since if you would be makrav a kazayis b'fnim, it would not accomplish kapara, it wouldn't be meratze. So too, if you're mal b'chutz also, you're not chayv unless you're mal the whole thing. Now, if there in Daf Yud Beis and Mabez, Abaye is mevur, the same way Rebbe Lozar holds this din, l'inyan halos chutz, he would also hold to l'inyan machshav espigol. Therefore, Abaye holds that Rebbe Lozar would argue on that which the Mishnah says, at the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph from Mabez, that machshav to be makter kumtza or kezayis mikumtza is machshav espigol. According to Rebbe Lozar, kezayis mikumtza would not be machshav espigol, it would only be if you're machashav to be makter the entire kaimitz. Abaye understands that the yisoid of Rebbe Lozar is anything which is hechsher b'fnim is only if you're makter it in its entirety, that it only has a shem haktara if you're makter it in its entirety. Therefore, if you're ma'al b'chutz, you're not ma'al the whole thing, you're not chayav mishum chutz, so to Abaye holds with Asher b'lozar, that a machshav on it to be makter it chutz zmani also is not considered a machshav as haktara, unless the machshav was to be makter the entire thing. This is how the Keren Ora and the Eila Shleima, they suggest the Pshat and Asig over here. And the Gemara says that there's a havmina that the Pshat and Rabbi Yosi is because Eim Fagam Chatzim Matir, and Rashi explains this means to say that he's only mechashiv on a chatzim matir. They understand the pshat will be al derech the sheet of Rebbe Lozar, that if he's mechashiv on something which is only considered haktar if you makter in its entirety, because that's what's necessary for kapara, then when you makter less than the full thing, it's not considered haktar. So too over here, if you'll be mechashiv to be makter only the kaimetz or only the levayna chutzes manai, it wouldn't be enough of mechashiv of saktara to be mefagel the carbon. The same way you're not be chayvel of mechutz. As we see, the Gemara Daf Yud Beis and Beis quotes the Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud that according to the Shita of Rebbe Lozar, you have to be makter the whole kaimitz, and truth is, you also have to be makter the levina also, since one without the other is not enough to accomplish kapara. Being makter the whole kaimitz only works without the levina in a case where there is no levina, like by Minchas Chayta, any mincho you have both kaimitz and levina, you have to be makter both of them, so that will be the pshat over here with Asher Beisi as well, or Beisi would hold like the Shita of Rebbe Lozar, you have to be makter both of them to be chayav b'chutz. Therefore, the machshav espigol as well, you would have to be machashav on both of them in order for it to be mefag on the carbon. This is one mahach to explain the way Rashi learns over here that the Gemara's havmina b'das Rebbe Yosi. Now, the Brisker brings another mahach to explain the Gemara's havmina the way Rashi learns. And that is, the pashas is as far as zrikas hadam, the avosh din is if one has machshava to be zerg the dam chutz zmanek, that's machshav espigol, the pashas will be that zrikas hadam also is a form of achilas mezbeach. When the Torah talks about machshav espigol, the Torah uses the lashon of heyochel yeochel, which includes the machshava for achilas adam and machshava for achilas mizbeach. Lachar, every machshava espigol has to fall into one of these two categories. What about machshava espigol to be zerg the dam chutz zmanai? The pashas would be that that also falls into the category of achilas mizbeach. Being zerg dam on the mizbeach is also a form of achilas mizbeach. However, the Brisker brings b'shem Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim had a number of rayas. This is not the pshat. That which there's machshava espigol to be zerg the dam chutz zmanai is not a pshat because zrikas dam is achilas mizbeach. Rather, it's a machshava to do avodas zrika chutz zmanoi, that also is machshava espigol. One has a machshava during one of the avodas to do another avodah chutz zmanoi, it's not machshava espigol, unless that avodah that he's mechashav on is zrikas adam. That's unique. If you're mechashav to do zrikas adam chutz zmanoi, it is machshava espigol. But again, it's not because zrikas adam involves an achilas mizbeach, rather because it's an avodah, a machshava to do that specific avodah chutz zmanai is also a machshava espigol. This is the chiddush of Reb Chaim. According to Reb Chaim, he says, any carbon which the din will be, that you need a number of matanois in order for it to be mechaper, you have to be machshava to do all of those matanois chutz zmanai. For example, chatois apnimiyais, the only way the carbon is mechaper is if you have 11 hazois, 7 on the pareches, 4 on the mezveach hazov, you have to be machshava to do all 11 hazois chutz zmanai in order to be mechaper mishom pigol, since all the hazois are ma'akev. Since all the zeis are ma'akev, it's not considered a machshava to do avodas as riko, unless you do that avodah behechsher, which involves all of the matanis. If the pshat would be then machshavat bizorik dam chutz zmano is b'din achilus mizbeach, then already wouldn't depend on how many hazoyis are necessary to be mechaber. Even the one hazo would also be considered an achilus mizbeach. This is the yisayid of Reb Chaim. There are a number of rayas to this yisayid. We'll mention briefly one of the rayas. For the Gemara's Zvachim Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the one there is mevur that if one has machshavah to do a zrika shaloi b'mekaymai, even if you like the shita that zrika shaloi b'mekaymai can mekaymai dami, if one is zerik dam on the wrong part of the mezbeach, it accomplishes kapara. Still, the Gemara is mevur that machshavah to be zerik such a zrika shaloi b'mekaymai chutz zmani, that's not machshavah spiegel. Why? Since the din is that a zrika shaloi b'mekaymai, even if you can mekaymai dami, it's not matter the basar ba'achila. Therefore, machshava to do a type of zrika which will not be matter the basar ba'achila, that's not machshava spiegel. And the cash is, once it's considered a kosher zrika, so then surely it's considered an achilas mizbeach. And if the yisayit din of being machashev chutz zmani by zrika is b'din achilas mizbeach, then why is this not an achilas mizbeach? Why should it not be mefagel the carbon? From here is the right that which you can have machshava spiegel to be zerik the dam chutz zmani is not because that's an achilas mizbeach, rather because that's an avoda. And if that's the pshat, then we can understand that if it's not a complete avoda, it's only avoda to be mechaber, but it's not an avoda to be matter, then that would not be enough of machshava on avoda to be mefagel the carbon. Akuham, this is the yisayid of Reb Chaim, and the shayla is, what about a machshava to be makter the kaimetz chutz zmanai? What is the getter of that machshava spiegel? So the risk of, based on this Reb Chaim, he says, we can understand the havmin of our Gemara. The havmin of our Gemara to say that the pshat and Reb Yossi in the Mishnah is because ein mefagel mechatzi matter, which, as Rashi says, that means to say that if you're mechashev on a chatzi matter, it's not enough to be mefagel the carbon. And the kash that we asked was, the machshavah spiegel is based on what's considered an achilas mizbeach. The same way if you're mechashev on something which is not a matter at all, it's an achilas mizbeach, and therefore it's machshavah spiegel, like if you're mechashev on the shiraim or the basar, so too if you're mechashev only on the kaimis without the levina, why is it not machshavah spiegel midin achilas mizbeach? And the Biskrov explains, based on Reb Chaim, this will be the havmin over here. There'll be a half minute to say that that which one can have machshavas pigol to be makter the koymetz l'mocher, that's to consider machshavas pigol not because it involves an achilas mizbeach, rather it's the machshavas to do the avoida of aktoras koymetz, which is similar to the avoida of zrika sadam, that's what makes it into a machshavas pigol. If so, we can then understand what is the half minute to say that if only mechashav on the aktoras koymetz without the lavoino, he's only being mechashav on a chatzi matter, that would be the pshat, since it's not midin machshav on achilas mizbeach, it's machshav on the avoida. You consider the avoda of aktoras kaimetz to be only half of the avoda. The complete avoda is both parts of the matter. The same way Reb Chaim says, as far as karbonis, which need a number of matanois, it's only machshava spiegel if he has a machshava to be zerik all of those matanois chutz zmanai. Only then it's considered a complete avoda as zriko. So too, as far as aktoras kaimetz, since the kaimetz does not accomplish the kapara on its own without the lavina, the complete avoda is both of them together. For that reason, you would have to be machashav on both of them. This will be the havmin of Reb Yossi. And the Kamash Milan is, know that the din machshava spiegel on aktoras kaimetz is not mitzad the din avoda that it has, rather midin achilas mizbeach, therefore it's possible that the nidon of ein mefagel mechatzi matter would not be negay over here. The Awish L'maisa, the din is, as we know, that if he has machshava to be makner a kazayis of the kaimetz l'mochar, it's also machshava spiegel, but perhaps because the machshava to be makner the kaimetz l'mochar, the reason why that's machshava spiegel is not mitzad its din avoda. If it would have been mitzad its din avoda, then it would be poshut that it would only be machshava spiegel if you're machashev to be makter the entire kaimetz chutz zmanai, just as Reb Chaim says by karbonis which need a number of azois in order to be mechaper. The pshat is that be'etzem haktoras kaimetz really involves two aspects. Haktoras kaimetz is comparable to the zrika sadam, it's the avoda which is mechaper, yet at the same time it's also an achilas mezbeach, it's similar to the imurim, and if it is machshava spiegel midin achilas mezbeach without being machashev on the avoda of haktoras kaimetz. Now, based on this, we could also understand what exactly is the shak of tari of the Mishnah according to the havmin of this Gemara. According to the havmin, that the pshat Reb Yossi in the seif of the Mishnah is not because ein matir mefagel as matir, which is the maskana, rather the pshat is because ein mefagel mechatzi matir, which according to Rashi means you have to be mechasha both on the kaimeth and on the levina. If so, what is the vikuach over here? What's the shak of tari? The Gemara says that the Chacham told Reb Yossi mashin azem min azevach, and he answered back shazevach domi ubusoy ve'muriv echod. The Biskrov explains that the Chacham told Reb Yossi, "Mashin azem min azevach," meaning the same way by carbon, the din is that you can mechashev on aktoras imurim. It's not midin the avoda, rather it's midin achilas mizbeach. So too, you should also be able to be mechashev on aktoras kaimetz without the levina, midin achilas mizbeach. Reb Yossi's answer back to the Chacham would still need a hesber. At least we can understand what is the tain of the Chachamim. If we understand al derech the Keren Oyer and al shleimer the way we explained originally. According to them, the Tanya of the Chacham in the Mishnah, Ma Shina Zeh Min HaZevach, we have to have a whole different pshat. This is Mavur in the Chidushim HaMiyuchasim, the Rashba over here. He explains according to the Havmin of the Gemara, that the pshat in Rabbi Yosi is because Ein Mefagam Mechatzi Mater, and he explains al Derech Rashi, it means that you're only Mechashiv on a Chatzi Mater. So what is the Tanya of the Chachamim? He says, you have to explain the Tanya is, Ma Shina Zeh Min HaZevach, how could it be? We know that there's Machshava Spiegel, if he has a Machshava to be Zerik, the Dam of the Carbon Chutz is Manoi. If he has that Machshava during the Shechita or the Kabbalah, for example. And the if you only Machashav on the Zrikas Hadam, and you're not Machashav on the Akhtaris Eimurim, that also should be considered a Machshava on a Chatzi Mater. This would be assuming that Akhtaris Eimurim is also a matter on the Basar. We'll talk about this later on. Akhar, this would be the Tanya of the Chachamim, that since you need two things to be matter the Achilas Basar, the Zrikas Hadam and the Akhtaris Eimurim, we should consider them also to be Chatzi Mater. The Zrikas together with Akhtaris is the full matter. If it should only be a Machshava Spiegel, if you Machashav on both of them, the Zrikas Adam and Akhtaris Eimurim. On this, Rebbe Yosi answered back, HaZevach Domei Ubisari Veimuriv Echod, Ulvoina Eina Min HaMincha, he meant to say that by a carbon, the Eimurim were not considered to be a matter, since everything is one big carbon and the Zrikas Adam is matter them, the Eimurim were considered a Nitar, they're not considered a matter. Again, we'll talk about this more later. What exactly is the status of Eimurim? Do we consider them a matter? Now, what we've explained till now is all but as Rashi. Rashi understands that if Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah means midin ein mefagel machatzi mater, a karka cannot be referring to the avodah which he's having machshava in, that avodah is only a chatzi mater, because the case of the Mishnah is talking about where he has machshava during kmitza. And kmitza is not a chatzi mater, kmitza is a mater shalim. We'll see more about this in Yot Hashem later on in the parak. The ikar sug of chatzi mater is on daf tezayin. Rakapam, the sheet of Rashi over there on daf tezayin, is that the whole nidin of chatzi mater, as far as kaimitz and levoino is concerned, is only in the Akhtara. Since you have to be makter both of the kaimitz and the levoino, if you're machashu only one of the two avoides, that's the machshava in the chatzi mater. If, however, you had a machshava during one of the other avoides of the kmitza itself, or the matan kli, or the hiluch, the other din is that that's considered a machshava in a full mater, as Rashi explains over there, because there's no parallel avoida being done to the levoino. Only in the Akhtara, that's where you have two parts. Therefore, we consider the Machshav and the Chatzi Matir, and one of the other avodas of the Kaimitz, it's a Matir Shalim. Rashi speaks about this as well in Daf Yudaud Omer Aleph, and Dibur Maschul Ulafukim with Arameir. And over there, Rashi addresses our Mishnah, and he explains why there's no issue of Mefagel Machatzi Matir in our Mishnah. Since our Mishnah is talking about where he had a Machshav in the avodah of the Kmitzah, that definitely is an avodah in a full Matir. So, mitzad the regular klal of Mefagel Machatzi Matir, it would not be Negev over here in our Mishnah, where he had a Machshav in the Kmitzah itself. That's the Rashi has to be mechadish, that when the Gemara says that there's a half minute to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yosi, it's because he holds Ein Mefagel Machatzi Mater. So Rashi has to explain that this is a new concept of Ein Mefagel Machatzi Mater. It's not dependent on the avodah that he was mechashiv during, rather it's dependent on the avodah that he was mechashiv on. Now the Brisker Rav over here in our sugya and others as well, they say that according to this, we could explain Bedas HaRambam, the Rambam Perek Tes Zayin Hochos Psula Mekdoshim Halacha Zayin. He argues on Rashi over there in Daf Tes Zayin. According to the sheet of the Rambam, there is a concept of Ein Mefagel Machatzi Mater by the Kmitza also, because there's a parallel avodah of Likut Levino. Therefore, if he's only Mechashiv on the Kmitza and not on the Likut Levino, it would also be dependent on the Machlekes of Mefagel Machatzi Mater or Ein Mefagel Machatzi Mater. If so, the Achronim say B'das HaRambam that he could learn the Gemara over here Kipshutai, not like Rashi. The Gemara says that there's a half minute to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah. It's because he holds Ein Mefagel Machatzi Mater. You do not have to be mechadish a new type of Ein Mefagel Machatzi Mater the way Rashi does. According to the Rambam, this could be referring to the regular klal of Ein Mefagel Machatzi Mater, since he only had a machshava in the avodah of the kmitza and not in the likut levoina, therefore it would only be a chatzi mater. That was a half minute to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yosi, and if so, he would argue on the ratio of the Mishnah as well. The cases where he had a machshava spiegel during the kmitza, amanas lechol shiareho, or ilhakter kumso lemacher, Rabbi Yosi would hold that in those cases also it's not spiegel, since he only was Mechashiv in the Kmitza, not in the Likud Levoino, that's Machshav in a Chatzi Matir. There is a Revach in this Pshat over the Pshat of Rashi, and that is that there are really two cases in the Reisha of the Mishnah, and we pointed this out before. According to Rashi's Mahalach in the Sugya, when the Mishnah says the case of Kaimitz is Hamincho Lechol Shiareo, Oil Hakter Kumso Lemacher, according to the Sheet of Rashi, when the Gemara explains why it says in the Reisha Moedi Rabbeisi, it really only is a Hezber in the second case, we had a Machshav to be Makter the Kaimitz Lemacher. There would be a half minute to say that since you're only Mechashav on the Kaimitz and not on the Levino, it's only Machshav on Avodah which is a Chatzi Matir. If the Mishnah would not have said Moedi Rabbeisi, you would have thought that he argues on that case as well. However, it's not a reason why you have to say Moedi Rabbeisi on the first case. In the case where he was kaimitz amunas lechol shireo, according to Rashi, there is no nidin bechal of chatzi matir in that case. It would only be negay in the second case. Hashenkin, the way we're explaining now with Das Rambam, this will be an explanation by both cases. The half minute to say that Rabbi Yossi holds im fagam bechatzi matir, and if he would argue in the first two cases of the Reisha, it would be both in the case of kaimitz amunas lechol shireo and the case of kaimitz amunas lehakter kum to the machar. Since he only was mechashiv in the avodas kmitza and not in the avoda of legal levina, that would be a machshava in a chatzi matir. Now, if we take a look at Tosis over here, in Dibur Masal Kamash Malon, Tosis asks Akasha. He says, "Asig is mevur that the ma'aser of Pshan Rabbi Yossi is not because he holds a mefagel mechatzi matir, as there's a different reason a matir mefagel as a matir." And he asks Akasha from the Gemara later on, and if you doubt Amar Aleph, the Gemara there wants to say that Rabbi Yossi holds not like the shita of Rabbi Meir that mefagel mechatzi matir. Rather, Rabbi Yossi holds a mefagel mechatzi matir. And Tosis is bothered. How could the Gemara have it said to explain b'das Rabbi Yossi that he holds a mefagel mechatzi matir? The sig over here is mevur that Rabbi Yossi has to hold mefagel mechatzi matir, because if a mefagel mechatzi matir, then he would have to argue in the Reisha as well. As the Gemara explains, that's the whole point of the Reisha, Moedir Rabbi Yossi, to tell us that the Pshan Rabbi Yossi is not because a mefagel mechatzi matir. If that was the case, he would have argued on the Reisha, as the Pshan Rabbi Yossi is different. Rakapam, Tesis Kasha is from the Gemara Daf Yedal. There the Gemara has it sad to explain B'das Rabbi Yossi that he actually holds a mefagel mechatzi matir. So Tesis answers, he says, Lo dami, you can't compare our Mishnah to the regular Klav Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir. Tosis explains that the Hacha Koymetz HaMincha Choshev Avodah Shlema Kivan Chein Kiyotz Bo Bilavoyna. Tosis explains, like the Sora we just saw from Rashi and Afta Zayin, that Avodah Kmitza does not have a parallel. There is no parallel of Avodah Kmitza of the Levoyna, and therefore Avodah Kmitza is a full Matir. Therefore over here in our Mishnah there is no need in of Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir. He was Mechashev in a full Matir. Now Tosis does not explain what was the Havamina. The Gemara is mevur that there is a half minute to explain the Pshan Rabbi Yossi in the Seif of the Mishnah because Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir. You have to say one of two things. Either the half minute in the Gemara was Al Derech the Rambam, you would have thought that there is a Nidin of Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, even by Avodas Kmitza, you would have thought that there is a parallel of Likut Levino, and that makes it that Avodas Kmitza is a Chatzi Matir. And in the Kamashman of the Gemara, that Gufa is Nischadish to us, that there is no Nidin of Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir in Avodas Kmitza, because there is no parallel of Likut Levino. Or alternatively, you could say that Tosis understood the Havamina was al derech Rashi. You would have thought that the Pshan Rabbi Yossi in the Sefer of the Mishnah is because it's a new type of Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, being Mechashiv on Avodah, which is a Chatzi Matir. Kamashma, that's not the Pshan Rabbi Yossi, that there is no such klal, there is no such need of Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir on Avodah, which you're Mechashiv on. Ragapam, the Maisa Tosis says, either way, Rabbi Yossi can really hold of the regular klal of Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir. And yet still, he wouldn't argue on the ratio of the Mishnah, because when you're mechashev during Avodas Kmitza, that doesn't have a parallel by the Levoino, therefore it's a full matir. Now this really leads us to Akasha on the sheet of the Rambam. As he said, the Rambam the Maisa holds that the Nidin of Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir does apply to Avodas Kmitza, because there is a parallel of Likud Levoino. If so, according to the Rambam, how could the Gemara have a Havamina later on to explain with Asher Basi that he actually holds Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir? If he would hold Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, why would it be that he doesn't argue in the ratio of the Mishnah? How could the Mishnah say Moedir Basi? The ratio of the Mishnah is the classic example of a pigul mechatzi matir. He was only mechashiv in the avodah of the kmitza, not in the likud levoino. If you hold Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, Rabbi Yossi should have to argue on the ratio of the Mishnah. Nachar, what you have to say b'das Rambam, and this is what the Brisker Rav says over here, the Rambam will have to learn when the Gemara says over here that if not for Moedir Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, you would have understood Rabbi Yossi in the Seifa argues because Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, therefore he would argue on the ratio as well. The Kamash Balan is Kamash Balan that Eina Chanami Rabbi Yossi could really hold Eim Mefagel Mechatzi Matir. That's not the reason why he argues in the Mishnah. He argues because a matir mefagel is a matir. He doesn't argue in the case of the Reisha, because the Reisha could be talking about where the Machshavas Pigol was both in the Kmitza and in the Likut Levoina. Although the Mishnah doesn't spell this out beferish, but since the point of the Mishnah is not to discuss a mefagel mechatzi matir, that's not the Nidin over here, so we could get around the problem of a mefagel mechatzi matir by saying that the Mishnah is actually talking about a case where he had the Machshavas Pigol in both halves of the matir, in the Kmitza and in the Likut Levoina. Meaning, during the Avodas Kmitza, he had a machshava to be makter the chaimitz chutzizmanai, and during the Likud Levoina, he had a machshava to be makter the Levoina chutzizmanai. So each machshava was on itself. It's not an issue of being mefagel from one matter to the other matter. There's also no issue of mefchatzi matter, since he's mechashiv in both of them. As opposed to the case of the Seifa, the next case, we had two machshavas. Again, there's no issue of chatzi matter, because he had a machshava both in the Kmitza and in the Levoina, However, both of those machshavis were to be makter the levina chutzes manoi. So there, mitzad ein mefagel mechatzim matter, there is no issue. But still, basically argues because ein matter mefagel as a matter, you cannot have machshava during the avodas kmitza to be makter the levina chutzes manoi. That's from one matter to another matter. According to this, there is no right for the Mishnah that Rabbi Yisi has to hold mefagel mechatzim matter. As we see the more later on, is it sad to say that Rabbi Yisi does hold the ein mefagel mechatzim matter? Now move on to another point. The Aruch Shlomais of the Pshat in the Mishnah, the Shita of Rabbi Yisi, the Gemara says, not because Ein Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, it's rather because Ein Matir Mefagel Es HaMatir, the Kohenim and the Levain are both Matirin, and you cannot be Mefagel during the Avoid of one of the Matirin to do the Avoid of the other Matir Chutz Es Manai. Now the Chacham in the Mishnah said to Rabbi Yisi, they had a Taino, Mashin Azeh Min Azevach. What exactly is this Taino of the Chachamim? We discussed earlier, briefly, what would the Taino be according to the Havmin of the Gemara, if the Pshat Rabbi Yisi would be because Ein Mefagel Mechatzi Matir, according to that Havmin, what would be the Shtrak of a tie between the Chacham and Rabbi Yisi? Rakapan Raliba the MS, after we know that the Pshat Rabbi Yisi in the Mishnah is because Ein Matir Mefagel Es HaMatir, if so, what exactly is the Chacham's Taina to Rabbi Yisi? Mashin Azeh Min Azevach. So first we'll point out a chiluk between Rashi and the Shita Mekubetes, what is the case that the Chacham were referring to? Rashi in Dibur Masl Mashin Azeh Min Azevach, Rashi says, Sheshaychli Amanas Lahakdir, Emur of the Machar. The Shita Mekubetes, however, is doubt over here. He doesn't talk about a case where the machshava was during the shchita, rather he talks about a case where the machshava was during the zrika. In Mizorik es Adam amunas lahakter imurim the machar. So this is a shini between Rashi and the Shita Mekubetes. We'll get back to this point later. Rakapana, what are the Chacham trying to prove from here? So in the same shita which we just mentioned, he explains, the tanya of the Chacham is, you see the machshava during the zrika Saddam amunas to be makter the imurim the machar, is the machshava spiegel, nachar the dam and the imurim are also both matirim. How could you mechashav from one matter to the other matter? In other words, the Chacham held that the Akhtaris Emurim also is a matter in the carbon. We know the din is that you cannot eat from the basar of a carbon until you're makter the Emurim. And therefore, the Chacham held that you need two matirim in order to eat the basar, the Zrikas Adam and the Akhtaris Emurim. If we look at it as if it's two matirim, then the Chacham would have a good time in Rabbeisi. How could you mechashav from one matter to the other matter? How could you have machshavas people during one of the Avodas Adam to be makter the Emurim chutz lezmanoi? To this, Rabbi Yisi answered back, "Hazevach domoy b'sari ve'murov echod l'voina eina mina mincha." As the Gemara explains in Amabez, "L'voina eina mina mincha" means to say you could be makter the l'voina before the kmitza is not makav in the aktaras halavoina. And the Shita Mekubetes over here explains, therefore, ein ogud zeh b'zeh, they're not as connected. And therefore, you cannot be mechash of one to the other. Hashenking by Hazevach, the other din is you cannot be makter the imurim before you zerik the dam. Therefore, he says everything is ogud; it's all connected. If by Zevach Adin is that you can't be mefagel from the Zrika Saddam to the Akhtaris Imurim. Akapan, the way the Shita Mekubetes learns over here, it's Muchach, that Dam and Imurim are considered to be two matirim in the carbon. Lamaisa, this is not Pashat at all. We'll see there are a number of rayas that Akhtaris Imurim is not considered to be a matir on the Basar. Although the din is that you cannot actually eat the Basar before Akhtaris Imurim, it doesn't necessarily make it into a matir. Taisis later on in Daf Yedad Amr Aleph and Dibar Maschel Vahalavina, Taisis says that Akhtaris Imurim is not considered to be a matir on the basar, and even though the din is that you cannot actually eat the basar before Akhtaris Imurim, still Taisis says that since the din is that if the Imurim were nitmu or nevdu, if there are no Imurim over here bechlal, then you can eat the basar. Akhach is not the pshat that Akhtaris Imurim is a matir on the basar, and Achonim explain what Taisis means to say is that it's a din seder, that when you have two things to do, you have Akhtaris Imurim to do, and you have basar to eat, so you're supposed to be makter the Imurim before the basar. However, since we see that if there's no Imurim Bechlal, you can eat the Basar, Akarach is not the Pshat that the Akhtaris Imurim is a matter on the Basar, that it's only a Din Seder. Taisis says like this as well in Zvachim Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschav Halavoino, and the Chidushim HaMichosim, the Rashba, which we quoted before, he also explains this way, Lamaisa. He says, Lamaisa, Imurim are not considered to be a matter, since the Din is that if you don't have any Imurim over here, you can eat the Basar without the Akhtara. Akarach, only the Dam is considered to be a matter. The Akhtaris Imurim is not a matter for the Achilas Basar. The Shita of the Rambam, however, would seem to be that Akhtaris Imurim is considered to be a matter on the Basar. The Rambam, Perek Yud Ches, Hilchos Psulim HaMekdoshim, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam over there brings it in, when you chayev karis m'shem achilas pigol, the Mishnah Zvachim at the bottom of Membeis and Membeis, the klal is, only if you eat a part of the carbon which is a nitar, not if you eat from the matter. Therefore, if you eat from the dam or from the kaimis of a mincha, since those are matirim, they're not nitarim, you're not chayev karis m'shem pigol, only feed from something which is a nitar, and the Ram goes through over there exactly which parts are considered to be a nitar, which are considered to be a matir, He says, V'chein zevach shenispagel ha'ichol kazayis mi besari oy meimurov oy mi besar ha'oy l'chayiv kareis. Ram is mavur that basar and meimurim are both considered to be a nitar, and therefore you are chayiv kareis. B'hemshach he explains, why is meimurim a nitar? Because the dam is matter, the meimurim, to be makriv them on the mizbeach. And why is basar considered a nitar? Because the meimurim are matter of the basar ba'achilo. Ram says b'feirsh that meimurim are considered to be a matter of the basar. At the same time, they're also a nitar, ha'idei lezrikas hadam. From this Ram, we see that something which is both a matter and a nitar, you are chayiv mishum pigol. Rakapam, the Ram says b'feirsh that the meimurim are considered to be a matter on the basar. Rakapam, the Brisk Rav over here, he quotes the Ram, and he says, according to the Ram, we understand very well, like the Shita Mubetas explains the Gemara, this was the Taina of the Chachamim, Mashin Azem and Azevach, the Taina was, this is also a matter being mefagal, a different matter, in the case when he has machshava during Zrika Saddam, to be makter the meimurim chutz ezmanay, he's being mechashav from one matter to the other matter. If, however, you'd hold not like the Shita of the Ramam, then the Chardis is difficult to understand. What is the Taina of the Chachamim? If Haktaras Tumim is not considered to be a matter on the Basar, what do they mean to say, Mashin Azem and Azevach? So the Brisk Rav over here gives another possible explanation, how to explain what the Chachamim mean, Mashin Azem and Azevach. And this will work even if you hold the Derech, the Shitas of the Rishonim, the Haktaras Tumim is not considered to be a matter. And that is, the Brisk Rav says, as you'll see, this is somewhat similar to the Hezra, which we said before from the Biskarov. He explains according to the Havmin of the Mishnah, that the Pshan Rebasi is not because a matter mefagl is a matter, rather it's because a mefagl mechatzi matter. The Biskarov explained, if so, what is the time of Mashin Azem and Azevach? Here again, he says along the same lines, this is based on the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis. The Rambam in his Pirush on the first parak says, that Haktaras Kemetz by a Mincha is comparable to the Zrika Saddam of Azevach. However, he says that the Kemetz, along with the Levain, are also comparable to the Haktaras Eimurim of a Zevach. In other words, Rambam says the Kaimitz has both aspects. It's the Ikar Avodah, which is Mechapar, just like the Dam, but it's also like the Haktaras Eimurim. Now, the beginning of the second parak, the Rambam in his Pirush, when he explains the Machlokes between the Chacham and the Rebbeisi, the Rambam begins, Kvar Zacharnu Shakaimitz Vahalavaina Kamohi Eimurim Min Azevach. He's Makdim that Kaimitz and Levain together are like Eimurim. Then he goes on to explain the Taina of the Chachamim. Mashin Azem and Azevach. The Biskrov understands what the Rambam is trying to say over here is, the Kemetz and Levaino are both Matirim. Therefore, if you had a Machshava during the Kemitzah of the Kemetz to be Makter Levaino, Chutz Ezmanay, if you done Mitzah that which they're both Matirim, it would be a problem of Ein Matir Mefagel Samater. However, since they also have an aspect of being like a Murim, so why can't it be a Machshava Spiegel when he has a Machshava B'Shas Kemitzah to be Makter Levaino Chutz Ezmanay? Not mitzah that which the Levain is a matter, rather that which is considered like a murim. You should have machshav midin achilas mizbeach of Haktaras Eimurim, and that we don't look at them as two different matirim. Rather, it would be like a machshav from the Zrika Saddam on Haktaras Eimurim. That was the tiny of the Chachamim. Mashin Azem and Azevach, the same way you could have machshav b'shas Zrika to be makter the Eimurim chutz ezmanay, so too you should be able to have machshav b'shas the kmitzah of the Kemetz, amenas to be makter the Levain chutz ezmanay midin Haktaras Eimurim. This is how the Brisk Rav explains, based on the Pirush Mishnayis of the Rambam, this would be Mahalach, according to the Rishonim which argue in the Shita Mekubetes, and hold that Haktaras Eimurim is not considered to be a Matir. This would be the Taina of the Chacham, Mashin Azem Min Azevach, you should be able to have Machshava on the Haktaras Levaino, just as by Azevach you could have Machshava on the Haktaras Eimurim. On this, the Teres of Rabbi Yossi would be, as the Gemara explained later on, Levaino Eina Min Amincha, meaning that you could be back to the Levaino even before the Haktar of the Kemetz. We'll explain this further when we talk about the Gemara in Amud Beis. Now, continue on to Amud Beis. The Gemara there brings, Reish Lakish tells us, V'dasir Beisi, the same way he holds in the Mishnah that a machshava during the Kemitzah, to be machter the Levaino Lamachar, it's not machshava Spiegel, because it's a machshava from one matter to another matter. You would also hold by Shnei Bezichei Levaino that you cannot be mechashiv from one of the Bezichim to the other one. It's also because a matter mefagal matter. Rashi explains, the case would be that if while he's being machter one of the Bezichim, he was mechashiv to be makter the other one, the mocher. It's not a machshava spiegel because he's being mefagel from one matter to the other matter. Now the Shita Mekubetes, this is in the back in the Ashmatos, yes, on Rashi from the Sugya later on, Daf Yedzayin, the Sugya of Charifi de Pumpadisa, we won't get into the Sugya right now, but Rakobhanu Bekitzer, the Sugya of there is mevur, there's a shout about haktara mefagelis haktara, or ein haktara mefagelis haktara. The Sugya is mevur that there's a tzad to say that even if you hold ein matter mefagelis a matter, but you could be mefagel from one haktara to another haktara. The Sugya there is also mavur that there's a tzad the opposite, even if you hold matter is mefagel matter, but it could be ein haktara mefagel is haktara. Akapam, to avoid that Sugya, to avoid these kashas, the Shita says, Yechir, you could have said a different pshat in the Sugya over here. But the Gemara says, Shnei b'zichei levayin, it doesn't have to be al derech Rashi, that you had machshavas pigel while you were makter one bazach, that you can be makter the other bazach chutz lezmanoye. You could say the case is talking about that when he does the siluk levayna from the shulchan. We saw in the first parak a few times that the siluk bazichin is an avodas kmitzo. That's when he had a machshava to be makter the other one chutz lezmanoye. When he's mesalik one, he had a machshava on the other one. According to Basi, the din will be a matter mefagel as a matter. Each bazach is a separate matter. You cannot be mefagel with the machshava on one to the other one. And the Shita adds further, he says, if you learn like this, you could also answer another problem. This is another kasha which the Achrayim deal with in the Sugya, and that is, the Achrayim in this case, the way Rashi learns, that you're mechashev while you're makter one bazach, they can be makter the other bazach chutz lezmanoy. The Achrayim, this is already an issue of mefagel mechatzi matter. We saw already Tosfos says in Amud Aleph, the Basi himself actually does hold ein mefagel mechatzi matter. If so, in this specific case, you don't have to come on to ein matter mefagel as a matter. Either way, it wouldn't be machshev espigel, because you're only mefagel mechatzi matter. Nachar, each bazach is only a chatzi matter, together the matter, the lechem aponim. So nachar, in this case, anyways, it's not machshev espigel, it's only chatzi matter. If you don't like Rashi, this is a problem. Since Rashi learns, we're talking about that he's mefagel in the haktar of one of them to be makhel the second one, the machar. Therefore, it would not be possible to also have that same machshava in the second one, meaning to be mechashev in the haktar of the second bazach, to be makhel the first bazach, the machar, since the first one is already hooked there before the second one. Ashenkin, if you like the Shita Mekubetzes, he says, that we're talking about a machshava during the Siluk Bezichin, then you could say it's talking about that he's mechashev in both of them. He's mechashev during the Siluk of the first Bazach, and when asked to be makter the second Bazach al-Machar, and during the Siluk of the second Bazach, he also had a machshava, and when asked to be makter the first Bazach al-Machar. According to this, it won't be a problem with mefagel mechatzi matter. The Maisa Da'ilah Shlema answers the Fidim Halach of Rashi, based on a Gemara later on in Daf Yud Zayin, since you're mechashev during the avoid of one Bazach, I'm going to have to do something with the other bazach, that wouldn't be a problem of mefagel mechatzi matter, since his machshava l'maisa included both bezichin. Again, this is based on the sugya daf yud zayin, we'll have to see when we get there. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara explains what is the chiddush of Reish Lakish. The Gemara says, "Ma'u detein b'taimu d'Rabbi Yosi b'levino mishum d'lav mina d'mencho hi, avu b'shnei bezichin levino d'mina d'hadodi ninu, eimu mefagel yadodi kamash melona." The chiddush of Reish Lakish is, don't think that which Rabbi Yosi says, ein matter mefagel as a matter, it's only by two different minim, but over here by Shnei Bezichin and Levina, where they're the same min, there basically would be masking that matter mefagel samater, kamash malon, even in this case, it basically holds ein matter mefagel samater. And the Chaznish over here explains this Gemara, and as we'll see, from this Chaznish, we could take out a whole new understanding in the sug of ein matter mefagel samater. The Chaznish is in the section of Kamo, Simen Chof Ches, Sifkot and Yud. He says like this, he says, the half min of the Gemara was, you would have thought Badassi Basi only with the two different minim, that's where he says ein matter mefagel as a matter. And the Chaznish says the pshat is, you would have thought that since they're two different minim, then that which they both have the same nitar, that's not enough to be ma'agadem, to join them and make them into one, that you should be able to mefagel from one to the other. If, however, they are the same min, then that which they have the same nitar, then that is enough to be ma'agadem and join them and make them the same, that you could be mefagel from one to the other. In other words, the Chaznish is understanding the whole concept of ein matter mefagel as a matter. The question is, do we say the fact that they are both being matter, the same nitar, that gives them enough of a connection to each other that you should be able to be mefagel from one to the other? The bederech klal machshav espigel is, if you're mefagel in the matter, I'm going to ask to do something with the nitar. For example, you're mefagel during the zrikas hadam, I'm going to ask to eat the basar chutz lezmanoy, the dam is the matter and the basar is the nitar. There definitely there is machshav espigel, you had a machshav on the matter to do something to the nitar. However, in the case where you're mefagel from one matter to the other matter, so this is not the regular machshava espigel, because it's not a machshava in the matter. Amunas that the achila of the nitar will be chutz lezmanoy. This is the shayla by Kaimis and Levino. The Kaimis is not considered to be the matter of the Levino. Why would you be able to mechashav from the Kaimis onto the Levino? The only tzad is because matter mefagel is a matter, which means, as the Chaznish is mevur, since they both have something in common. They both have a common nitar, that's the connection between the Kaimis and the Levino. That will be the tzad that you can mechashav from the Kaimis onto the Levino. Rabbi Shnei's Bezichin as well, it's not the pshat that one bazach is matter the other bazach. The possibility that you would be able to be mechashev from one to the other is only because they have a common nitar. That's the question, whether we say matter mefagel samater, is that enough of a kesher between them to be mefagel from one to the other? According to the Chaznish, the tzad of ein matter mefagel samater is not the pshat that because they're both matirim, that's a chesaron, that's the reason why you would not be able to be mechashev machshev espigel. Rather, it's really the opposite. The tzad that you would have been able to have machshev espigel is because you're being mefagel from one matter to the other matter. You don't have the regular connection of matter and nitar, but you do have the connection that they're both matirim. That would be the tzad that you should be able to be mefagel from one to the other. Man domer ein matter mefagel as a matter holds that that's not enough of a connection, therefore you cannot be mefagel from one to the other. That's how the Chaznish explains. That's the Gemara's title over here to say that the whole Svar of Rabbeisi is dafka when they're two different minim, even if they're both matirim of the same thing, but if they're two different minim, they're not enough connected to say you could be mafagal from one to the other. If they're the same minim, there would be a tzad to say Rabbeisi would be maskim. The fact that they're both being matir, the same nitar, that is enough of a reason to say you could be mafagal from one to the other. That's the Kamash from Rish Lakish. Rabbeisi holds two matirim. The fact that they have a common nitar, that's not enough of a reason to be mafagal from one to the other. The only time you have machshavas pikul is from a matter to a nitar. Based on this, we understand that the svar of the Gemara lav mina de mincha hi, it definitely would not be a svar to say that you cannot be mefagel, for example, during the haktara of the levino to eat the shirayim of the mincha lamachar. That definitely is machshavas pikul. If you hold a mefagel mechatzi matter, you also have to have a machshava during the haktara of the kaimitz. But al kapam, the machshava during the haktara of the levino definitely is machshavas pikul, even though you're being mechashav on the shirayim, which is lav mina de mincha. The teretz is partial, because if there you're mechashiv from a matir onto a niter, there this whole nidin is not negated, whether it's chadmin or lav chadmina. The whole nidin, as the Chaznish explains, is two things where the whole connection is that they're both matirim, they're not a matir and a niter. If they were a matir and a niter, the whole nidin would not be negeya. In the case of the whole connection is that they're both matirim, there'll be a tzad to say that that which Rabbeisi holds in matir mefagel as a matir, it's only because they're two different, meaning if they would be the same in, then Rabbeisi would agree matir mefagel as a matir. And this would also be the svar in the hemshach of the Gemara. The Gemara further on is mavur that even the Rabbanan who hold that matter can be mefagel as a matter in the sefer of the Mishnah, where he had machshava during the kmitza to be makter the levayna lamachar, according to the Rabbanan, matter mefagel as a matter, still the Gemara says that's only because it's ikfa bechad mano. In the case of the nine in the same kli, as Rashi brings the case of shnei kivsei atzeres, then the Rabbanan will be maskim that any matter mefagel as a matter. Here also, this is a similar svara, even though the Rabbanan hold that the connection of two things, the fact that they're both being matter the same nitar, that's enough of a connection, but you need an additional factor that they're also together in the same kli. Without that additional factor, then that which they were both matter the same nitar, that's not enough of a connection to say that you could be mefagel from one to the other. Now, with this new understanding based on the Chazanish, what is the call of a matter mefagel as a matter? We have to go back now and understand what exactly is the shakel v'tayil of the vikuach between the Chachamim and Rabbeisi. In the Mishnah, the Chachamim said, "Mashin azem min azevach." And Rabbeisi answered back, "Hazevach domi ubesoy ve'muriv echod ulvoyne ena min amincha." So what was the time of the Chachamim? "Mashin azem min azevach." So we saw two mahalchim over here. We saw the mahalch of the Shitz Mikubetas on Amud Aleph. This is in Oiz Dalad. He explained the time of the Chachamim is that when he has a machshava b'shas the zriko amnas to be makter the murim chutz zmanoy. That should be considered machshava from one matter to another matter, because the Zrikas Hadam along with the Akhtar Seymurim, that's a matter on the Basar, yet still we find that you can be Mechashiv from the Zrika to the Akhtarah. If so, one should also be able to be Mechashiv from the Kmitza of the Kaimitz to the Akhtarah Slavayna. This Mahach of the Shitzu Kubetzes would not seem to fit with the Chazanish, because as we explained, the way the Chazanish understands the concept of Ein Matir Mefagel Samatir, it means in a situation where the relationship between that which you're Mechashiv on and that which you're Mechashiv to is not the relationship of a matter and liter. Rather, the whole relationship is the fact that they're both being matter, the same niter, they have a common niter. If so, in this case, where he was mechashev b'shas tzriko, abnas to be matter, they murim chutz tzmanoy, that definitely is a relationship of a matter to a niter. The zrika sadam is what's matir, the haktar say murim. The zrika sadam is also matir, the achilas basar. So perhaps, einachanami, there is a common niter as well. The dam and the murim are both matter, the basar. But Akupanim, still, the Zrika Saddam and the Akhtar Seymurim do have a relationship of a matter neither. That is enough to give the ability to be mechashiv from one unto the other. Now, as we mentioned, the Shitu Gbetzas learns the case of what the Chacham are referring to. This case we had in Machshava B'Shas the Zrika, we saw that Rashi learns the case differently. Rashi says he was Shochan Amanas to be makter the Imur of the Machar. If this is the case, then perhaps there is some mocking to say that the Shchit of Zevach is not considered to be a matter for the Akhtar Seymurim. Along these lines is discussed in the Biskarov over here and in the Sefer Minchas Avram. They explain that which we find Machshavas Pigal in Shchita, it's not the pshat that which the Shchita is in Avida, that it's matter the Basar and the Imurim. In order for the Imurim to be Roy for Akhtar, they had to have had a Shchita. In order for the Basar to become Mutter Ba'achila, they had to have had a Shchita. But that's not the reason why one can have Machshavas Pigal in Avida's Shchita. Rather, the pshat is because Shchita is one of the Daon Avida's Hadam. By Shechting, you're taking the Dam out of the Behemoth, that's the first step in making the Dam Roy for Zrika on the Mizbeach. That's the aspect of Shechita which gives it the ability to have Machshavas Pigal. The Lashon of Rashi and Afi Daud Amr Beis in Dibur Maschel B'Shas Shechita, Rashi over there says, Shechita v'Zrika Matirin Ninu. Shechita and Zrika are both called Matirim. Why? Shechita Kitcha L'Dam.
who makes shechita into a matter is that which it's mekadosh the dam. Zrika materas basar. Zrika is considered to be a matter because the zrika sedam is what's matter the basar. If so, we can understand that the shechita of the carbon is not considered to be a matter on the basar or the imurim. The shechita is just mekadosh the dam, and eventually when you do the zrika sedam, that's what's matter the imurim laktara and the basar laachila. Akapam, this is all b'das Rashi, but as we saw, according to the shechita mekubetes, we're talking about a machshav b'shas zrika. Then the chardis would not fit with the chazanish, a machshava b'shas zrika, to be makir de imurim chutz hazmanay, the chardis definitely considered a machshava on a matter to a niter. According to the chazanish, there is no discussion of ein matter mefaglas hamatir. Akupam, the other mahalach we said to understand the tain of the chacham in the Mishnah, we explained from the Briskerov. The tain of the chacham in the Mishnah is, mashin ezem ben azevach, the same way by azevach, the din is, you can be mechashiv from one of the avodas hadam to the haktaras imurim. So too, if you're mechashev b'shas k'mitza to be makter l'alvayno chutz hazmanay, that also should be mechashev espigol, and we should not dan this as a matter being mefagol a matter. That's if you look at the k'mitza along with the l'alvayno as two matirim, they both matter the shirayim together. However, as the Brisker of brought from the Rambam, haktaras k'mitza along with the haktar of the l'alvayno is also comparable to haktaras imurim of a zevach. The tanya of the chacham was that if he has mechashev espigol during the k'mitza, I'm not asked to be makter l'alvayno chutz hazmanay, that should be considered like a machshava to be makter the imurim chutz hazmanay of a zevach. That should be a machshava espigol. Now this mach would seem to fit nicely with the mach that we're saying over from the Chazanish in the concept of ein matter mefagol samater. Ein matter mefagol samater means if the only connection that they have is that they're both matirim of the same nitar, there that's a question whether you can be mefagol from one to another. If there's a relationship between a matter and a nitar, then definitely there is machshava espigol. This will be the tanya of the chachamim over here. If you look at the Kaimet and Ludvayna as two Matirim of the Shirayim and Echanami, that's their connection to both Matirim. We understand why according to Reisi you would not be able to be Mefagal from one to the other. If however you look at the Haktaras Ludvayna as a form of Haktaras Imurim, then already if you have Machshav Espigal while you're doing the Avodas of the Kmitza to be Makted Ludvayna Lamachar, that's the Machshav from a matter to a Niter. The Avodas of the Kaimets are being matter the Haktar of the Ludvayna, just like Avodas Adam is matter Haktaras Imurim. So why should Reisi not be masking that you could be mechashev on the Levino to be makter chutz hazmanay? Not on the Zrika Saddam aspect that Haktaras Levino has, rather the Haktaras Imurim aspect which it has, then read the machshava from the Kaimitz to the Levino will be like from a matter to a niter. This will be the time of the Chachamim. And what does Reisi answer back? Reisi says, Hazevach tom v'yubisari v'imurv echod v'levino eina min ha-mincha. So here in Amar Beis, the Gemara explains what exactly is the answer back that Reisi says. The Gemara clarifies, Eina Min HaMincha does not mean that it's a different min, like the Gemara thought originally. Rather, Eina Min HaMincha means, as the Gemara explains, Eina Be'ikuv HaMincha. It's not like Kaimetz and Shirayim. Before you're makter the Kaimetz, you cannot eat the Shirayim. You don't say that before you're makter the Kaimetz, you cannot be makter the Levina. Rather, the din is that one could be makter the Levina even before he's makter the Kaimetz. So what is the answer? What is this Taina back? So the way we explained the Chachamim, the Taina of the Chachamim was, Be Mechashiv from the Kmitza onto the Haktaras Levina, as a matter niter, the Haktaras Imurim aspect of the Levina. On this, Rebasi answers back that one could be makter the Levina even before he's makter the Kaimetz. And what this means to say is that Akarchach the Kmitza is not a matter on the Levina. If it would have been considered a matter, you would not be able to be makter the Levina before the Kmitza. Akarchach the Levina does not need the Kmitza to be matter it. So although it's considered like Haktaras Imurim, but it's Haktaras Imurim which does not need the heter of the Kaimetz. Therefore, the relationship between the Kmitza and the Levina is not the relationship of a matter niter, and for that reason, you would not be able to be mechashev from the Kmitza onto the Levina, unless you come onto the Kayach of matter mefagol samater, which is the relationship that they're both matter a common niter, they're both matter the Shirayim together, but basically holds ain matter mefagol samater. This relationship of both being matter a common niter, that's not enough, according to Rebasi, to be able to be mefagol from one to the other. So this is how we could explain the shaka v'tari of the Chachamim and Rebesi, based on this Gemara over here in Amud Beis, Alpidu Mahalach of the Chazanish, how he understands the concept of Ein Matir Mefagolos HaMatir. Now what Rebesi over here says, Levayna Eina Min HaMincha, as the Gemara explains, it means to say, Eina Be'ikov HaMincha, Yibay Haim Akter Bereisho, Yibay Haim Akter Bereisho. The Sefer Minchas Ram asks a kasha over here, the discussion in the Mishnah, the Machlekes between the Chachamim and Rebesi, was in a case where we had a Machshav B'Shas, the Kmitza of the Kaimitz, Amnas to be makter the Levina chutz hazmanay. Yet the Gemara over here says that according to Rebesi, the reason why you cannot have such a machshava, it's not machshava spiegel, because you could be makter the Levina before you're makter the Kaimitz. Now he asks that Tosis later on, Daf Yudav Amud Aleph, in Dibur Maschal v'Halavina, It says it's also in Zvachim Daf Mem Gimel Min Aleph. Taisa is mevur that even though the din is you can be makter levina before you makter the kmitza, however you cannot be makter levina before you do the maisa kmitza. You have to first be kaimetz from the mincha before you makter the levina. If so, the kash is, where does it help? That which Rabbi over here says that you can be makter levina before you makter the kaimetz, but still you cannot be makter levina before you do the maisa kmitza. If so, then lachar is still the maisa kmitza isn't matir for aktaras levina. Rabbi only proved that the haktara of the kaimetz is not a matter for the haktara of the levina, but the kmitza of the kaimetz could still be a matter for the haktara of the levina. This is the kash of the Minchas Avram, and we'll leave this as a ha'ara for now. Now, continue on to the next Gemara. The Gemara brings from Rav Yanai, Likut Levina Bizar Pasol, my time out, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Mishum Ha'ilocha Noguba. Because Havar Ha'ilocha Shleib Regal Shmo Ha'ilocha. So first, Rashi over here, in Divar Masfal Likut Levina, he says, Likut Levina De La'achar Haktara Sa'kimetz Ha'i Melakat Ha'Levina Me'al Ha'Selis U'Maktiroi. Rashi says, when did they do this Avoida of Likut Levina? After they were Makter the Kaimetz. Rashi does not mean bedafka that you have to only do Likut Levina after the Akhtar of the Kaimetz. However, what you do see from Rashi is that you can do Likut Levina after the Akhtar of the Kaimetz. We just mentioned that Tosis later on in Daf Yadaud is Mavur, that although you could be Makter Levina before you're Makter the Kaimetz, but you cannot be Makter Levina before you do the Kmitza. From here, Rashi is Mavur that the other way around, to be Makter the Kaimetz before you do the Likut of the Levina, that one can do. However, this would make sense, and this is brought in the Sefer Minchas Avram. He says the way Rashi learns, which is really the Pashas of our Gemara, the site of the din of Likut Levina is din Ha'ilocha. It's not parallel to the Avodah of Kmitza, rather it's part of the Ha'ilocha. If so, there's an obvious difference between the two. To be Makter the Levina before you even do the Maisa Kmitza on the Kaimetz, that's a problem. But to be Makter the Kaimetz before the Likut of the Levina, which is not an Avodah Kmitza, it's not like you're separating something from the rest of the Mincha to designate it for Akhtar on the Mizbeach, that's what's being done by a Kmitza. By the Levina, there is no such Avoida, therefore it would also not be a problem to be Makter the Kaimetz before you do the Likur of the Levina. If, however, you hold like the sheet of the Rambam, we mentioned this Rambam earlier in the Shir, and we'll talk about it more in a moment, the Rambam is Mavur that he holds the Likur Levina is comparable to the Avoida's Kmitza. For that reason, the Rambam Paskins, in Perek Tes Zayin, Hilchos Psulim HaMekdoshim Malacha Zayin, that a Machshava only in the Kmitza without a Machshava also in the Likur of the Levina, that's Pigol Bechatzi Matir. Just like in the Akhtar, you have to be Mechashiv in both the Akhtaras Kaimetz and the Akhtaras Levina in order for it to be considered a Machshav in a full matter. So too in the Kmitza itself. Also, if you're only Mechashiv in the Kmitza without the Likut Levina, it's a Machshav in a Chatzi matter. According to this, then you could understand, perhaps, that the Ram would hold the same way you cannot be Makter the Levina before the Maisa Kmitza, so too you should also not be able to be Makter the Kaimetz before you do the Likut of the Levina. Akaponim, what is the din of Rav Yanai? Rav Yanai says, Likut Levina Bizar Pasol, and Rav Yirmiyah explains, Mishim Ha'ilocha Noguba, Ha'ilocha Shleib Regal Shem Ha'ilocha. So Rashi over here explains, and Dibur Maschel Mishim Ha'ilocha Noguba, he says, Zesh Shalikta V'nostan L'Kayin, Miyait Mehilach HaKayin. The one who did the Likut Levina and then handed it to the Kayin, he decreased from the amount of Ha'ilocha the Kayin has to do, that's why his Likut Levina is considered a Ha'ilocha. Rashi says again, Dibur Maschel Shleib Regal, he says, Shlei Zosbim Kaimi al Likut Vahishita Lakain. The Lashon of Vahishita Lakain means he outstretched his arm to give it to the Kain. That's why it was Mamait in the Halacha. It seems like Rashi learns the Gemara very literal, that he actually diminished, he took away from the amount of Halacha that the Kain has to do. That's why it's considered a Halacha. According to this, if all he actually did was the Likut itself, and he did not hand it to the Kain outstretched his arm and took it from the Zar, who did the Likut, then the Chari would not be a problem. In this case, there was no Halacha. Chavetz Chaim in Zevach Toiv, he makes his diak in Rashi. This piece of Zevach Toiv appears at the end of the first parak. But Agapanim, he says, that from the Hemshech of the Gemara over here by us, Rav Mari, he wanted to bring a riot from a Braisa to this din, that Likut Levina Vazar would be possible. Rav Mari's mashba that it would be possible even in a case where he did not give it to the Kayin, even if he only did the Likut Levina. Because the Lashon of Rav Mari is, at the same way, Noisim Bekli, even though it's not Doima to Kabbalah, according to Rav Mari, still the din is a Noisim Bekli is considered an Avoida. If it is machshavas pigol by matan kli, why is it considered avoida? Rav Mari says it must be the pshat is kivin loisagi leid loyovid law avoid nechashuvahi. If so, Likut Levina as well kivin loisagi leid loyovid law avoid nechashuvahi. According to that, the Chavetz Chaim says if the reason why it's considered an avoida is because it has to be done and that makes it into an avoida, that would be mashma that it's referring to the Likut Levina itself, even without the zar handing it to the kain. meaning the part that's leisagid leovid law, the part that has to be done, is the lika levayna itself. Handing it to the kohen does not have to be done, the kohen can take it. Like upon Rav Murray would be muchach that the lika levayna itself is considered an avodah. If so, some of that's what Rav Yani and Rav Yirmiyahu were referring to as well. Whereas not mashma that Rav Murray is coming to argue on them, he's coming to bring a raya to them. Akarach, what you have to say is that what makes it into an avodah is leisagid leovid law. However, why is it included in the avodah vaylocha? Not the pshat like Rashi says, because he hands it to the kohen and brings it closer to the mizbeach. Right, the pshat is, the Chofetz Chaim explains, halacha includes anything necessary to get it ready for the Akhtara. We find similarly, the Gemara in Dizvachim, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, it says that Tfilas Etzba, when the kohen dips his finger into the dam in order to do the Hazayis from Achatos, Tfilas Etzba is included in avodah vaylocha. And the pshat will be the same, anything that's necessary to be done to get the dam from when it was niskabel b'kli to where he's ready to do the zrika on the mizbeach, that's included in avodah seilocha. Here as well, when Rav Murray says lo sagid lo avid lo, emelos b'chal hilocha, meaning to say, since it's necessary to do the lika levayna in order to then bring it to the mizbeach to be makter, therefore it will be part of the hilocha. According to that, it doesn't necessarily have to be that the tzar extended it and gave it to the hand of the kohen and brought it closer to the mizbeach. Even without that, it will be included in the hilocha. Hakapan l'maisa, what Gemara says is, a legal levayna is possible bizarre because it's haylocha, and haylocha shloi b'regel shmo haylocha. Now the Rambam paskins this din, and per gira'al filchas psuli ha-megdoshim halocha aleph. The Rambam says, kol ha-menoches shekomtson echem min ha-psulim la-avido ha-rehim psulois, v'chein im liket ha-levayna possible af api shloi komatz. Now firstly, we should just point out, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about the tzar handing the levayna to the kayin, the way Rashi mentions. Mashmaris of the Rambam is that if a Zar does the Lika Levayna, whether he gives it to the Kohen or the Kohen takes it from him, either way it would be a problem. Now the Mishnah Melech over there asks Akash on the Rambam, for now it's the Rambam himself paskin that Hilocha Shaloi Beregel Loi Shmo Hilocha. This is in Perek Alfechus Psulim Magoshim Alocha Gimel. And if so, how could the Rambam paskin over here that Lika Levayna by a Zar is possible? The Chari Gemara is Muchach, the reason why it would be possible is because it's a Hilocha, that's which Avodah will be included in, and it's only filled halacha shloi b'regel shmo halacha, since the Rambam paskins halacha shloi b'regel loy shmo halacha, the chayr should not be in avodah and should not be possible bizarre. So in the Karen Ayah over here, he says the mashmaris of the Rambam is the reason why it's possible bizarre is not because it's a halacha, rather because liko levain is also in avodah's kmitza. He's bedank this in the lashon of the Rambam. After the Rambam says that if a posel does a kmitza, then it's an avodah psula, he says v'chein im liket halavayna posel. The mashmaris is it's for the same reason. Lika levayna is also possible because that's also a kmitza. And furthermore, the Rambam says that if a zar does a lika levayna, it's possible af bi shalei komatz, even though he was not the one who did the kmitza on the seilas. The mashmaris of the Rambam is that the kmitza has two parts, the kmitza on the seilas and the lika levayna. The Rambam is stressing that even if he only did the lika levayna without the kmitza on the seilas, that's also possible. And the pshat is the Karen Ayah says, this is al derech which the Rambam is mavur, and Perek Tazayin, Psalm Gdash HaMalach HaZayin, as we mentioned already a few times, the Rambam is mavur that if you're mefagel only in the kmitza and not in the lika levayna, it's not machshava spiegel. The Rambam holds this is also a chatzi matter. Avodah's kmitza also has two parts, the kmitza to the seilas and the lika levayna. Now the Karen Ayah does not answer how does this fit with our sugya. The Chayr Ayah holds sugya is mavur, not like this. Our sugya is mavur, the reason why lika levayna will be possible bizarre is because it's an avodah's haylocha. So the Karen Ayah discusses this later on Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, and over there the Karen Ayah explains that the Rambam did not paskin like our sugya, that the reason why Lika Levayna is possible bizarre is because it's Avodah Seilocha, rather he paskin like the Mashmois of the Breisa in Seita Daf Yudaud Amud Beis. This is the Breisa which we've mentioned in the past a few times. The Breisa over there goes through the whole Seder of a Karban Mincha. The Breisa talks about what's done before it's brought to the Kain, and then when the Kain begins doing the Avodah of the Mincha, and the Lashon of the Breisa is V'kaimis Mimokom Shenisra B'Shamna. That's what the Breisa mentions, the Kmitza from the Seilas. V'noisin L'tei Chlisharis, V'mekadshe B'Chlisharis, V'melakadis L'vaynosa, V'noisin L'agabov. The Mashmois of that Breisa, the Karen Ayah explains, B'dasa Rambam, is that this is something that the Kohen has to do. The Breisa seems to put the Lika Levayna together with the Kmitza. He does a Kmitza from the Seilas and the Kiddush Kli, and with the Levayna as well, he does a Lika Levayna and also he puts it into the Kli. Mashmoy says that's also an avodah just like the kmitza. This is how the Rambam saw to paskin that the avodah's kmitza of a mincha really has two parts: the kmitza with the seilas and the lika levayna. The two of them together are avodah's kmitza, and therefore, if he has a machshava in one without the other, it's a machshava nechatzi matter. That's how the Rambam paskins that if a zar does the lika levayna, it's possible, just like if a zar would do the kmitza. Ram puts both of them together. You don't have to come on to the fact that the Likud Levina is a halacha.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.